Welcome to the good stuff. And we have a whole pile of good stuff. So we're diving in. It's Kim and Mike Burge. And I'm here first off to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News because they're good stuff. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events with a focus on everything from grain to performance horses. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And TK Angus is inviting you to their December 16th, 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale. Now, you can check out everything at tkangus.com. You can bid online at DV Auction, but I'll tell you a little bit about it at the ranch east of Valentine. December 16th starts at 11:30 a.m. 155 of those fantastic fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, and 50 calving females. So, online bidding at DV Auction, that's TK Angus.
And safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service. 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and the crew say Merry Christmas.
All right, I'm going to share some more of those pop songs that turned 50 this year. What do you have for us?
This is for people struggling and stressing about Christmas. I thought let's get this started right away in the first week of December.
Trying to do our best to have people a stress-free Christmas.
That's right. Time to relax. You don't need matching pajamas to be happy.
That's true.
Right. You don't need an Instapic with Santa to have a good Christmas.
Okay.
You don't need a Christmas Eve box to be a great parent. You don't need various Christmas trips to have fun.
Wait a minute. What's a Christmas Eve box?
I'm not exactly
sure. Is that
like sure.
You get to open one gift on Christmas Eve or something?
I don't know. I wondered that when I was reading it. Maybe somebody can let us know if they know about that. Because I'm guessing it's a tradition. We just don't know that tradition. And Christmas films don't need to be on a massive TV in a tidy room. You can watch them in a messy room.
That's right.
You don't have to have a cheese board. These are things to not stress about over Christmas season. You don't need chocolate bombs.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That might not supposed to be in there.
Well, maybe you don't have to make them.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. You don't need a color coordinated tree.
I agree.
And you don't need a mass of presents under the tree.
Okay.
You don't even have to change out of your mismatched gravy-stained pajamas.
Really?
That's
even for
true.
The family picture?
Well, maybe not for the family picture. Anyway, your Christmas is your Christmas. Stop letting everybody make you think you haven't got it all.
Oh, yeah. Don't try to do it all. It'll just frustrate you. So I shared earlier a couple of songs that are going to be turning 50 from the pop music scene. So 50 years ago from 2025, Loves Me Like a Rock by Paul Simon. Danny Song by Anne Murray. Chris Christopherson's song, Why Me? Other people, of course, had done that one as well, but he wrote it. Sunshine of My Life by Stevie Wonder. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree, Tony Orlando and Dawn.
You know, we probably have quite a few listeners that don't even know these songs, but they're classics.
I hope so, but yeah. I hope we have a lot of listeners that do remember these songs. Rocky Mountain High by John Denver is 50 years old in 2025.
That's amazing.
You're So Vain by Carly Simon. And finally, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown by Jim Croce. Those are some pop songs that'll turn 50 here in 2025.
Amazing. We're sending out a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, auctioning land, they do it all. It's Shippey Realty, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Integrity Meats in Belthouse, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. And Kim, what else do you have?
Well, we talked a little bit ago about you know you are from Arizona if, and I had some more of those and I thought they were very amusing. Here's more. People who have black cars or black upholstery in their car are automatically assumed to be from out of state or nuts.
Right.
Yep. You know the best parking place is based on shade instead of distance. And the AC is on your list of best friends. These are all things where we can tell if you're from Arizona. Monday night football starts at 7 instead of 6. You realize that Valley Fever isn't a disco dance, that's for sure. You can finish a big gulp in 10 minutes and go back for seconds, sweating out that beverage. The water from the cold water tap is the same temperature as the hot one. Oh, that's scary. It's noon in July. Kids are on summer vacation and not one person is walking on the streets. You know for sure you're from Arizona. And you experience third-degree burns if you touch any metal part of your car. You know better than to get into a car with leather seats if you're wearing shorts. And announcements for 4th of July events never end with in case of rain. Didn't think about that, did you?
I did not.
Those are all things that we can tell you are from Arizona.
And thanks for sharing that on The Good Stuff.